Hey guys, I'm Ryan Williams.
And I'm Jake Kern.
And this is 14,605.
And counting.
We're back.
We're here.
And we are excited because this is episode 19.
Yes.
14,605 or 14,605 and counting. All right. And
yes,
it's
it
episode one of Loki.
Loki.
Yes.
He's here.
Yes.
We're excited.
So we've been on the Star Wars train for a little bit.
Yeah.
We had about a 4 or 5 week.
We are on episode 7 of Bad Batch now. So,
oh, wow.
It's
been a while. Oh, wow, it's been that long. Okay.
It has, yeah.
But now we get to talk about Marvel a little bit. And
we did something cool. I think we did this for... Did we do it for an episode of Falcon Winter Soldier? But we did the Disney Plus... What's it called? The share?
The group watch, yeah.
The group watch, yes.
Yeah, so we watched it... So I watched it like it in the morning early.
I watched
Wednesday.
It at lunch at work on my phone. I'm sitting at my desk at lunch, eating, holding my phone up to my face with my headphones in.
Priorities.
Yes.
There you go.
So then when
so yeah,
was it
we
that
did it
night,
with the what did we do it with? Did we do it with WandaVision? Or what do we do it with?
I can't remember now.
We did it with one of the Disney Plus things, but anyway, like if you don't know what we're talking about, so the group watch feature on Disney Plus, highly recommended. It is a lot of fun. Actually.
It's slick.
Yeah, you know, so one person sends out the link to everybody. I think you can invite up to six people to where you watch the same show together. It's one stream.
Yeah.
So when one person pauses it, it pauses for everybody. One person fast forwards or rewinds, it does it for everybody.
I will say, I don't know if it happened on your end.
Yeah.
But I mean, we're not on 12 speed 12 anymore. We're up to 300. But when it would unpause, it would like skip ahead a few seconds, so we would miss a few things.
Really?
Like to catch up for some reason? I don't know. Like
it
if it was like you
on
were
my end.
Okay, maybe because the host.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Interesting.
Still really cool because, like you said, you can pause. Everybody's on the same speed.
Yep.
You know, if someone's got to run to the bathroom, everyone pauses. It's not like, oh, pause on your end. What time marker are you at? You know.
Right. Exactly.
And another cool thing about it is, so you texted it to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have the Disney Plus app on my phone, and I watch it through my Xbox on at home.
Yep.
Disney Plus app is on the Xbox. So when I clicked the link on the phone, it opened, like I opened on my app,
mm-hmm.
and I entered into the app. When I opened it on my Xbox, boom, it was already like, hey,
yep.
You're doing a group watch.
Yeah, that's what it did. That's what it did for me too. So
yeah.
I had to. So you have to start it on your app. So whether it's
yeah.
phone, computer, whatever, you start it on the app. And then whatever you want to open it up and watch it with, when you open up Disney Plus, it's right there. So
yep.
when I turned on my TV and I opened Disney Plus, it was there.
Yeah. So it's real easy to use.
Yeah.
If anybody who's listening does do it and you're like, hey, I can't get it to show up, you have to go through the app on your
yep.
phone.
Yeah, it has
or
to go
however
through the
you
app
do
first.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
And then we FaceTime, you know, while
yeah.
we were watching it too. So
we could
that
like
makes
pause
it fun
and talk
too.
About it.
Yep.
So they're just pointing things out that like, hey, I noticed this or hey, you know, you noticed something and it was good conversation. So
yeah.
I feel like that's something we need to do for like premieres and season finales. Like I think that's a
well it's easy for us schedule wise with Loki's on Wednesday because
yeah.
I'm off and
I don't have softball
right you know Fridays because and we're not recording
Right.
Either that day. That's the main thing. We're not recording that day. So Wednesdays
Right.
is pretty easy. You know, the other days are kind of, you know, softball, work, kid, right?
Kid. Yep.
You know, so Wednesday works pretty good.
So we watched it twice by the end of Wednesday, at least. I don't know if you watched it a third time or not.
I did it a third time.
Surprise, surprise. I was going to, and I did not get a chance.
Yeah. Yeah. Surprise. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
But
you shouldn't even
episode
ask that
one.
Yeah.
What's that?
You shouldn't even ask that question.
I mean, assumption. I was more just making sure to call you out on it.
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha.
Than actually asking any kind of question.
Right.
It was more like, hey, you're not going to mention it, are you? Well, I'm going to make you mention it.
There you go. Keeping me honest here.
That's right. People need to know.
Yeah.
So
here we go. Episode one. Glorious purpose.
Very interesting.
Yep. Significant line, because that's one of his famous lines from the original Avengers movie.
Yes.
What'd he say?
And that's interesting because it really kicks off right from the end of that movie, technically.
Yep.
I really enjoyed how it started with you're getting the Avengers assembled movie footage, kind of from his perspective, you know.
Yep.
I thought that was really cool. When we were group
watching it, we were talking and we were saying that it's putting together three things. Like, it's putting together Avengers Assembled, it's putting together Endgame, and it's giving us some original footage in one, you know, spot in the timeline right here. So
yeah,
it was really cool.
Well, really well done. I mean, they didn't do it at length either. They didn't do the full thing, so they like kind of truncated it.
Yep.
But you still got what was going on. You're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah,
we're going important. Right into where he picks it up.
Yep, it's important too, because the article that you mentioned on our last episode about things to remember before we launch into Loki.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the Loki from 2012 that we said, and boom, once the show kicks off, 2012, the year shows up. So we don't have, you know, the Loki who went through the growth and everything like that.
Yeah.
So that's important. It was important that you said that, Jake, because we picked it up right there.
Yep. So. And they did a really good job of getting you up to speed if you hadn't read that or heard that prior.
Yep.
So, but yeah, we get to introduce to the TVA, the Time Variance Authority.
Yes.
And interesting thing about that, it seems that they're mostly comprised of general staff, agents like Agent Mobius.
Yep.
The judges, and these teams of hunters with their Minutemen.
Yep.
They have some pretty cool toys.
I mean, don't forget to take a ticket. I mean,
right?
I mean,
what is
geez.
This, a deli?
I mean, that was kind of harsh. My man just got
he got pruned.
He got pruned for not having a ticket. Yeah. I mean, gosh.
And they didn't tell you that's what it was called until later. When Mobius was like, no pruning.
Yeah.
And then Hunter B-15 hit the cart. And what was his name? Casey? He was like, you just pruned my cart.
Yeah.
I do not forgive you.
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of rough. They run a tight ship on the TVA. Right?
Yeah.
And notice the scroll that was there. I mean, we picked it up when we were watching it, but the scroll that was there.
Yeah.
And the TVA just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
So, Secret War, Secret Invasion, right? You know.
That's a nice little Easter egg.
Yep.
Yeah, they said Variant Skrull.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another thing. If you have subtitles on, you see that they said that. And it, like, in passing, it said Variant Skrull.
Meaning they want you to pay attention to that.
Right.
Those
so I don't know what that pruning stick. I hope they call them pruning shears. That'd be pretty nice tongue in cheek. Don't forget your pruning shears.
Yeah.
But that like stun stick almost. Speaking of stun stick, how about when she hit Loki in the cheek? And this is at 1/16th speed.
Yeah.
But you're feeling all the pain in real time.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of rough.
A little bit.
It looked cool too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought they were doing slow-mo.
No.
And then she slaps a collar on him. I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
That was really a neat effect.
It's neat effects, and we talked about when we were watching in group watch. It's another cool feature about the group watch we can kind of discuss, you know, in real time as it's going on. The designs of the sets.
Yeah.
The effects. Like, you know, when Mobius and Loki were walking to his office and you see, like, the city or whatever it is of the TVA. And that design is just amazing.
Yeah.
And the music. So the music throughout the episode, fantastic. I know in the Star Wars, I talk about a lot of, you know, the music and how it's important. But the music in this show, great. Incredible.
I'm digging it. Just straight up digging it.
It's like a futuristic sci-fi horror type of vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like, my way of describing
almost like
it.
Twilight Zone-ish, but
yeah.
It's futuristic, but like 70s futuristic.
Yep. And that was what I said with when I was talking with Val. Like it was like a throwback but futuristic type of set design.
Yeah, and she loved that about it too.
Yeah.
She got to watch. She watched with us. So the other cool thing about the guest watch?
Group watch.
Guest watch. Huh?
Group watch.
Group watch. I gotta remember this now. But the other cool thing was, you know, Val was sitting and watching me, but while we were FaceTiming, she was right there so she could make comments too. So I'll also point out, since you're talking about the design and the music of the show, the other cool thing is the... I'm going to use the word, the dichotomy of...
Ooh, look at you.
That's an expensive word there. the dichotomy of the humor and the intensity. Because there's a lot of good humor in there. Like, Owen Wilson, I think, just... He's got this thing about him with, like, how he drops lines, how he runs his lines as an actor that is really just, you know, it's funny, it's quick. You know, and you kind of have to like slap it on a t-shirt. You know, he's just like, he just throws it out there like, oh, okay.
So it's interesting with the MCU. They don't, I mean, there's not a lot of, when you think about it, okay, we're how many years deep in the MCU? Like 13?
Yeah.
Right. So there's not a lot of super big names in the MCU. I mean, okay, so when we started, you know, Robert Downey Jr., right? Scarlett Johansson, right? Samuel L. Jackson, right? There's not too many big names to start, right? Now, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, like as we went along, like Chris Hemsworth when he started as Thor, like he wasn't as big as he is now. In terms of like superstar power. Well,
physically he was, but you know.
Well, yeah, right. Another. Right. So
I like this. Another.
So the MCU doesn't really use a lot of huge stars, right, in their movies. So like for Owen Wilson to be in this, like it's, you know, they really cashed in on this casting with Owen Wilson because he's great.
And even if you look at Eternals, like they have Angelina Jolie, Kit Harington, he's become a big name because of Game of Thrones. Black Widow with, oh my God, why am I going to forget his name? He played Hopper in Stranger Things. God. Why can't I remember his name? He plays Red Guardian. I mean,
yeah,
he's an up and coming. He's kind of gotten bigger as time has gone on.
Yep.
Rachel Weisz. she's been around for a long time too. So I mean, they're picking carefully who they want for their roles.
Exactly.
So if they are a big name, they're picking people who aren't like hot.
Yeah.
You know, because then you get the ego with it. But they're picking people who are known and who are willing to play a role.
Yes. We talked about that with the directors that one day.
Yeah. Yes, we did.
Yeah.
But I really think with this, the humor that they bring, these are never comedies. I mean, there's funny parts because it lightens the mood.
Yep.
But there's a lot of good humor that's banter type, chemistry type humor. And then there's this intensity that's building that's really cool. So it's like a sweet and sour type thing, you know? It's like the Sour Patch Kids.
I mean, it's great if you're mentioning these foods and stuff as I'm dieting for a
bio. Oh, no.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
You know, dichotomy is also a kind of popcorn. It's the caramel and cheese mix.
Sorry. Oh, thanks.
If you haven't had that, you can put that in the food bank and pull that out after you're done with your dieting.
Speaking of the food bank, what about the Josta, the drink?
That was a Val right notice. There.
Yeah. Yeah.
She pointed that out. She said, "Hey, he's drinking Josta."
Yep.
And she looked it up and it said it was from 95 to 99, discontinued in 99. That was a good find by her. I did not catch that.
Yeah.
But I did think it was funny that he cracked open that drink and started drinking it and then the offer of a drink, you know, I think I'll take that drink now. He's like, "Do you want it?" And he's like, no. That was good timing.
Yeah.
They're doing a really good job with how they design and place things, even
in just one episode.
Right.
One episode.
So the TVA has those pruning sticks, like stun sticks, almost. But then they had the collar with the time twister, and that was neat too.
Yeah.
The reset charge canisters, you know, the portal doors that they travel through.
Val made the reference, like the reset charge canisters, like the what do you call it? It's from Men in Black.
The Men in Black.
The
Mind Eraser.
Yes. There's a name for it. I can't think. Jesus.
It's not called a Mind Eraser?
I thought there was a particular name to it. I'm going to look it up. But yeah, keep going. I'm going to look it up.
Okay. But the tools that they had were pretty neat too. They used to like reset. And the way they were like reset the timeline. I had a feeling right away that first time they said reset the timeline, I was like, are the TVA going to be villains? And you called it the villain in plain sight.
Yep.
So that was my first, you know, jump of like, I think, you know, by the end of this series, or this season of this show, you know, I don't know if it's limited or not, depends on what they do with it. We may end up seeing that, yeah, they're trying to preserve the sacred timeline, but at what cost? Are they going to be almost like Thanos, where he's trying to cut the universe in half for what is, you know, a good cause, you know, quote unquote, a good cause, but just going about it the entirely wrong way?
So,
you know, are the TVA doing it from that perspective too?
So, all right, so we can start to, I think this is a good place to start to like really dive into where you think what's going to happen here. So basically, like by the end of the episode, you know, Loki realizes and another Easter egg, you know, Loki sees the Infinity Stones in the guy's drawer. And
yeah,
he's like, yeah, some of the guys use them as, you know, paperweights. And Loki's like, what?
Yeah.
And that was a moment for him because this is 2012 Loki. So he wooed, based, and that's another allusion that Mobius makes in his kind of reel of Loki's life, that, you know, Loki's kind of wooing Thanos at this point in his life, and Thanos is chasing those Infinity Stones. The Tesseract has an Infinity Stone in it, and for him, the Infinity Stones were the ultimate power, right?
Yeah.
And then by the end of the episode, when he sees the Infinity Stones looking at the paperweights, or acting as paperweights, like in literally some guy's desk drawer, he realizes that the TVA is the ultimate power. And I think he says it toward the end of the episode.
Uh-huh.
So when we talk about the villain in plain sight, like the TVA is being set up as the ultimate power and something that Loki wants. So what's the TVA? You know, do they have like you're alluding to, like any ulterior motives, or at what cost are they trying to preserve this sacred timeline?
Yeah, there's a quote. I'm gonna have to look it up, but when you have a purpose. I'm gonna need to look this up now. Hold that thought.
And then also the TVA, this show kind of clears up, well, maybe not clears up, but it helps to explain, right, some of the timeline stuff in Endgame that we kind of were like, wait a minute. Like, so basically, Loki in the beginning, you know, when they're saying that, when the TVA charges him with being a variant and jumping out of his place in the flow of time, he mentions like, no, the Avengers do that. And the TVA is like, you know, they were doing what they were supposed to do. So that means that everything in Endgame was supposed to happen. Right.
And it's interesting too, because Loki is the god of chaos and, well, of mischief and like chaos and that kind of thing, and Mobius kept saying, yeah, you stayed within your timeline, you stayed within your window, yeah, you were doing what you're supposed to do. And he was getting so angry,
he was getting like pissed,
yeah, like, no,
yeah,
I was not doing what I was supposed to do, you know, this whole free will thing.
Yeah, it's a question of free will here.
Yeah,
and Loki is struggling with that in this episode.
And I just love how nonchalant Mobius is with it. Like, yeah, you're doing what you're supposed to. You're a little pussy cat. That was great.
Yeah.
I will say, though, about those Infinity Stones, he looked at the drawer. He saw all those. And then B-15 came in and pruned the cart, which got rid of all of them, basically. Yeah. He pocketed the time twister off of Mobius. Who's to say that he didn't pluck a few of those Infinity Stones, one of each maybe, put them in his pocket for safekeeping later?
Interesting.
You know, so say he gets out of there now.
Yeah, he jumps back into a timeline or something, and then
he's got all the stones.
Yeah.
Which you were mentioning the TVA, you know, their purpose and how they're the ultimate power, quote unquote. And another hot take was that I think that Loki eventually will want to rule the TVA, as he was talking to Mobius about wanting to be king of Asgard and then of the nine realms. And Mobius made the joke of king of space. You know, like, don't mock.
Yeah.
But he wants to have some kind of power over everybody, the most people he can. And if the TVA is the ultimate power, what better thing to rule?
Yes. And we learn along those lines that Loki, and we get some of his character development here in this show, in this first episode, that Loki basically kills, not because he enjoyed it, but it's a front. Or looking powerful, like this power thing, this wanting to rule. He didn't enjoy the killing, but it's just a front, basically.
What was it called? The desperate play for control.
Yep. So very interesting, his character development in just one episode.
Yeah. I'm still trying to find that damn quote.
Also, it's the neuralizer.
The
And anyway,
neuralizer,
I
yes.
knew there was a name, and I was
Yeah.
like, I can't think of it.
You're gonna
Yeah,
go to
no.
Bloomingdale's, you're gonna get yourself some new clothes, 'cause damn.
So,
Oh man. I can't find it. I'll find it later, whatever. It had to do with a purpose. When something is fresh and new, the purpose is evident. It's like right in your face. Like, this is why we're doing what we're doing, right? But then,
trying to see if I can think, remember the quote or think of it.
over time, as you get further and further away from that beginning, you start doing things like you're just going through the motions, and you lose that purpose, and you forget why you're doing it. So it just becomes like you're just like pushing a button, then like, okay, well, we're just doing this because this is what we're supposed to do. It's like, no, there was a purpose to all this, but you lost sight of the purpose way down the line. So that's where I was going with the TVA and the timekeepers. They probably had a really solid purpose, but then as time went on, they lost sight of the purpose.
You can say that about a lot of things in life in general. Like people
Yes.
start, like,
You
you say that. You probably
sure
say that
can.
about politicians, probably. I think, not
100%.
the, yeah, I think most people get into politics, with very good intentions. But like once you get in the game, like
Yeah.
it's the game.
Right. And I think that's what the quote was re relating to. That's why I was thinking like Benjamin Franklin or John Locke or someone like that had said it, because I really need to find this now. I just can't right now. I'm trying to like stay paying attention to this and looking that up, and it's not working.
Maybe
But
you'll have it by the end of the episode.
yeah, it'll like creep into my mind. I'm like, ah, yes.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, hey, easy there, buddy.
Yeah.
So
But yeah, the TVA, they're the big dogs of the it looks like they're the big dogs of the universe or the sacred timeline or whatever this is. We got a new that stream. Like we got the TV that Loki was looking at with the stream of the sacred timeline, which was
yes, Miss
appeared
Minutes.
in Endgame, right? With the ancient one, and she showed the
Oh,
branches of everything.
different. Yes, different thing.
Yeah.
I was thinking of the Miss Minutes. You're probably asking yourself, saying to yourself, I didn't do this. Why am I here?
Well, it was the same. That's the same looking TV she was on.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That was a really cool way to be like, hey,
To give you some history, like the
here's a
basic,
quick
here's the
history,
background. Yeah.
right? To make it like, okay, we're waiting to be called anyway with our ticket that we're supposed to have.
Yeah. Don't forget your ticket. Good grief.
Yeah. And right. Oh my God. You get pruned right out of there.
Yeah.
But it was neat to see you talk about the multiversal war, the timekeepers, the sacred timeline, the variants, the
What
nexus
about the
event.
Nexus drop right there, right?
Right.
So we got the Nexus Easter egg in WandaVision in one of the commercials.
Yeah.
And the Nexus being, right? So we went a little bit deeper than that. The Nexus being was, I think, one who could cross over multiple universes. All right. So we
Something
got
like
another,
that.
yeah, so we got another Nexus drop. All right.
Well, and if that's the case, not to jump too far ahead, because we were talking about this with the Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness poster. It was like the comic book art poster. It shows America Chavez, and she can create portals between universes with like the star shaped portals. So she may be, if she can jump universe to universe in the multiverse, I mean, That sounds kind of like a Nexus being right there, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
and Wanda hearing her kids at the end, right? So
yeah.
Hearing them probably in another universe, an alternate universe somewhere.
Yeah.
So it's that Nexus being to Wanda. She's racking up the powers here.
Right. Yeah.
You know. Uh-oh. But that's so true, though,
it
right?
It is true.
Because I was going to say that, too, because now, you know, because, all right, Jake sent me a meme with, you know, the TVA just kind of, there's a chain of guns being pointed at with the Avengers, Thanos, the Eternals, and the TVA, right? So no wonder in the Eternals, like, you know, we see the preview, like, why didn't they jump in and help the Avengers, right?
Uh-huh.
Apparently everything was supposed to happen, right? So
right.
Just let it be.
Yeah.
So yeah, the TVA is kind of like, you know,
spying on everybody.
Yeah.
They get a little alarm that goes off. Hey, we gotta go take care of that.
So, and the space lizards.
You know, that was a good comment.
Which the missed minutes, you know,
it showed the
infomercial, tank. Right?
Yeah.
They showed the lizards.
That was another cool design. How they made it that, like, again, that's, it's like that 70s
retro.
Yeah. What do you call
it? It reminded me of the Jetsons.
Yeah. And also, like, whenever you'd see old movies of, like, theme parks, especially, like, Disney theme parks.
Yep.
You know, they'd have that retro kind of aspect to it.
Yeah.
Another interesting thing was when Loki was with Mobius and watching his greatest hits and his best escapes. D.B. Cooper, that was...
Yes.
My God. You know, that was something I feel like they did that to toy with us, because they put that clip in the trailer and you're like, oh, he's going to go on some like fun adventure.
Right, right.
And it was just like some prank.
Well, yeah, and it's cool because I told you when we were watching this, I watched a documentary on D.B. Cooper on HBO Max, I think. It was like a couple months ago that I watched a documentary on that. And it's interesting. He was this real-life guy who hijacked the plane. I think it was for like $200,000.
Uh-huh.
And he parachuted out of the plane, and they never found him. They never knew what happened to him. And it's cool because the MCU and Loki, this show, kind of like, all right, he was D.B. Cooper. Like, they're just kind of toying with us and having fun, basically. And then when Heimdall and Thor, they open up the Bifrost, and he disappears, right? And then the money, you know, goes everywhere. And that kind of alludes to what they found in real life. Like, they found some of the banknotes, but that was it. Like, they didn't find him. Like, they didn't find any remains, parachute, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, that, it's a mystery. And I thought it was cool. It was funny that, okay, this is the mystery solved. A prank.
Right.
He lost a bet. Loki lost a bet to Thor.
And Mobius is like, wait, this is the best part. But so they get like things in there like that to make you kind of laugh a little.
Yep.
And then Mobius teases his quote unquote future by showing his mom being killed because he sent the Dark Elves the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh. And at that point, I was like, oh, wow. Is he going to see his whole future? No, he's not. But then he snuck back into the room. Here's where he's all by himself. And this is where, like, I think I even said this when we were watching it. I was like, man, they got, like, Elizabeth Olsen and now Tom Hiddleston to just, like, hey, go for your range of emotions right now, you know.
Well, and Sebastian Stan and Falcon Winter Soldier, when they put the when he finally was free from the from the words,
100%.
Like, they have to call, like, I don't know, like, how that, when you're an actor, like, how do you do that?
Yeah,
Do you have to like go into something in your own life or something like that? Like what?
I would think you'd have to.
How do you just like boom? Yeah. And he's probably, and I think Val, I think you and Val said this, like the amazing actor that Tom Hiddleston is.
Yeah.
He's probably looking at a green screen.
Probably.
He's probably looking at a green screen. He's not looking at it, probably not looking at any footage at all.
Well, unless they ran it on like a small like side TV or something like that for him to
something.
Yeah, just to follow along and get the timing right. But still, yeah. I think what really that part of the episode I think was the most intense because he sees his mom, and you see the tears, and then you see Odin, and he's kind of like, wow, this is what would have happened in my life.
Yep.
And then he sees Thor like recognizing him as his equal, them fighting together. Yeah. And then you see Thanos and his face. I wrote it down. Where did I write it here? He went from genuine sadness to a combination of fear, confusion, and rage at the sight of Thanos.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, he got all the stones and he killed me.
Yeah.
And at that moment, he had already seen that the stones had no effect.
Yep.
And at that moment, he's like focused. And I think he decided his purpose, like what his goal is right then. It was my bomb of a hot take that I shared with you already. I wish I could have shared it with you right here. First time. But I have a feeling that by the end of this season, the series, he's going to bring Thanos to the TVA and straight up just kill him. And it's going to create this giant Nexus event, destroys the multiverse, because he's going to probably pull him out of time before he does the snap. Because, like they said, the Avengers did what they did because they were supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
And if he rips Thanos out of the timeline and just kills him before he can do the snap, before any of that can happen, that's going to destroy the sacred timeline.
Yeah.
And that might lead us into this multiverse of madness.
Well, that is a hot take of hot takes right there. Well, and he says, like, when Mobius comes back in, like, there's no going back to my timeline. Like, there's no going back for him. So so something big going to happen by the end of this series. So that may be it.
And that was his compromise.
So,
because Mobius said, you know, well, don't you want some kind of compromise? Even when you're trying to cheat somebody, don't you want compromise? Isn't that how you work? And he wasn't having it. And now he's all of a sudden compromising.
Yeah. So yeah, this episode's heavy. Also notice how, and we talked about it, like they're bringing more value into Thor Dark World.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so WandaVision did it for
Age Thor of Dark World was a thing.
Yeah. WandaVision did it for Age of Ultron. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I went back and watched Age of Ultron and I thought it was a lot better given like all the stuff in WandaVision now.
Yeah.
So they're trying to do the same thing here, which is we were texting earlier, like Marvel's recognizing that they're weaker movies and they're trying to build more value into them. They did it in Endgame, right? When Thor is explaining, you know, what happened with what Infinity Stone was in, Jane? Which one?
Oh, that was the Reality Stone. Yeah. Oh, no, wait. Yeah.
Yep.
It was the Aether, the Reality.
Yep. And they're doing it here, too, building more value in the dark world. Now, will I go back and watch Dark World again? We'll see.
I just had a huge, like, light bulb turn on.
Uh-oh.
Because you said which one was in Jane Foster.
Yep.
Well, not to go too far off the rails, we're still Marvel here, but in Thor Love and Thunder, Jane is supposed to become Thor.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
In the comics,
Maybe.
she has cancer.
Yeah.
And she's fighting cancer, but then she has the power of Thor, and it's this whole thing for her story. Well, how does she get this cancer? Could she have gotten it from the ether?
Yeah. I knew you were going to go with it. Yeah.
Hot take.
Hot take.
We're serving up hot takes here, folks, all night
long. I
like
that one. I like that one.
Did, hot take, did Jane get cancer from the ether?
Wow. So, yeah, go back and watch Thor Dark World. That's what Marvel's saying. Like I said, am I going to do it? You know.
Probably not.
I need.
I've seen it once. That's okay. They're making enough references that I don't need to.
Yeah, right.
I think the only other thing is really to mention, they bring up two locations. They don't do things just to do things here. Mm-hmm. There's a purpose. So these two locations and times are going to be important. And one was the was in France. I'm not going to try and pronounce that because I'm going to botch it.
Yeah.
1549 in a church specifically.
Yep.
The other was Saline, Oklahoma, 1858 in an open field. And I'm calling that thing a time shovel. I don't know what the hell that was, but it was
a third millennium time shovel.
Yeah. Is that what they called it?
No.
Did they call it a time shovel?
No.
I'm calling it a time shovel.
I'm just going with your name. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's what it looked like. It was sticking in the ground like it was a shovel. It had the handle at the end that was curved with like a wood dowel. It looked like a shovel. It just had this weird like time thing on it.
Yeah. Time shovel works for me.
Cool. We're going
and then
with
notice
that.
In the church that, you know, we saw the devil on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
And like, oh, they're messing with us with Mephisto again.
They have to be messing with us.
They are. Like, I probably think it's probably the Loki variant, you know.
And that was a huge drop.
Yep. Toward the end of the episode, like, Mobius, you know, says, like, hey, we need you because the variant we're hunting is you. Right?
Now, do they know for sure it's him? Or do they suspect it's him?
I think there's some gray area there. Like, I would think that they know it's him, but I don't know how, and we'll probably find out how.
I have a feeling.
Or maybe they think it's him, but it's actually something else or somebody else.
With all the time hopping, and we know there's a villain out there who's coming soon, who's a very big with time hopping and screwing things up. Kang the Conqueror.
Well, I read an article that when they mentioned that this is a third millennium time shovel that we're going to call it here, right? Kang the Conqueror is from the 31st century. But we were doing math when we were watching a group watch.
Yeah.
So the first century or the first millennium is 0 to 1,000. Uh-huh. Second one is 1,000 to 2,000. Third is 2,000 to 3,000. So we're in the 21st century.
Yeah.
So the 31st century would technically be the fourth
correct
millennium, right? But I don't know if they're really like that big on the math there. So maybe it's still a Kang the Conqueror reference or drop.
The device could be early third millennium. That doesn't mean that the user,
correct,
could be throwing us off.
Correct.
And yeah. You know what they could be saying? They could say third millennium and they'd be like, oh, crap, we meant fourth. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
31, third. Nope, that's fourth. Get it right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
Or maybe they're not thinking that, you know, Marvel fans are going to really go into the math like that. But
please.
I'm a math guy, so
well,
I had to.
Me too.
Yeah.
But I mean, they don't think Marvel fans are gonna go into, come on. We have a podcast. How many other people out there have articles upon podcasts upon
That's true.
I mean, they're probably like, hey, say early third millennium and watch the world explode.
They're gonna lose their minds.
Wait, early third millennium. He said early third millennium. Early third millennium. Oh my God, we need to look this up.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Yep. Yep. And we just spent 5 minutes on it. So yeah.
We did. Yep. Bastards.
Yep, they got us. Yeah, man. This show, really excited about this show. I saw it was the highest audience for debut for an MCU show so far. So it beat WandaVision, beat Falcon, Winter Soldier.
And that's saying something, because those are both pretty solid.
Yeah. Well, I think this one was so, and I think it, you know, with WandaVision, we didn't have any groundwork. We didn't have a baseline to what the MCU shows are going to be like. Right.
Right.
Falcon Winter Soldier, we had the baseline, so that was more hyped up. Loki, same thing. We got WandaVision, we got Falcon Winter Soldier, so more hype, right? So yeah. I think it's just gonna build and build upon itself, you know. So,
and I just sent you a meme. I mean, it's funny, but it's not at the same time, because the point I want to make is,
oh yeah, I seen that. Yeah, I saw that.
You know, they have the "we needed therapy," but instead they gave us a show crew, and it shows Wanda, Bucky, and Sam. You could put Loki in there too.
Yep.
Because they're taking some seriously broken, heavy baggage characters and really diving deep into them. And
yes.
I think the biggest thing about this episode that was like a punch to the gut for Loki, I mean, even ripping his heart out, was Mobius saying, "You're born to cause pain and suffering so others can achieve their best selves."
Yep. And then we had the flash of the Avengers when he said that on the screen.
And that was right after he said, "You know, you killed Phil Coulson," and they literally rose to
they avenged his, you know, his death or whatever he said,
but he and defeated you.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this, they are taking broken characters and giving them redemption,
and
I'm here for it.
Yep, it's fantastic. And we're gonna eat it all up.
And I know we're still technically on Marvel. You one more, because I couldn't resist.
Oh boy. Oh,
if you're
boy.
A Brooklyn Nine-Nine fan.
I've seen not a lot of those, but I've seen several of the episodes. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool motive, still murder. So yeah, this. Uh-oh. All these footages. He's got the movies. That's amazing. Your savior. Yes, I saw that. That's a good one.
Yeah. But yeah,
we're so focused on so much content about this show, we didn't have any time for the meme wars.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, we might as well just, you know.
It up right now. Nice. That's a weird one.
Yeah, so you know, to wrap it up, like I think we're both excited.
Oh yeah, this. For sure.
You know,
this has been, you know, I saw a few people were, oh, you know, I don't know how I feel about it, you know.
What do you mean you don't know how you feel about it?
Yeah, I even saw somebody said, well, I was a little bored. I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah, they don't know what they're talking about.
They don't know anything about what they're talking about. Yeah, how could you be bored?
If this they were bored, deep. Like, what did they think about WandaVision?
Right. Well, there were a lot of people out there who were like, oh, I don't know. This, I don't know where this is going. Give it 3 or 4 episodes. Come on. You got to build somewhere.
Okay, I don't want to spend too long with this, but like, how do you, what do you mean you don't know where this is going?
Right.
Like, what, there was so much packed into this episode. Like, the character development, Loki got 13 years of character development in 51 minutes,
Yeah.
right? And we get a tease of the multiverse, like it exists, right? And we found out that everything in Endgame was supposed to happen, right? So Steve Rogers going back and being with Peggy didn't mess anything up, apparently, because the TVA didn't jump in,
Right.
right? Everything was
Good
supposed to
save.
happen. Yeah, right? We got a new villain, which we are alleged to think is a Loki variant. It may be something or somebody else, right?
And not only did you get 13 years of development of Loki in that time frame, he had movies and years of development that they just said, nah, we're going to go right back and start over and give him development again. So he's got like double layers of development.
So that really grinds my gears, people
Me
say that.
too.
So
You know, but honestly, here, metaphor time, do you go, you know, when you look for a house, are you like, hey, can I watch you build it from like the excavating process? You know, this is exciting to me, you know? Like, no, most people want to see, oh, there's the finish of the house. They don't want to see all the work that goes into it. Gotta see all the work that goes into it.
It's pretty good excavation. So just saying.
I am on your side here. I
Yeah.
agree.
Okay. All
I
right.
just I was I'd seen a few things and I was like with the whole Captain Marvel thing, I'm just like, come on, people.
Yeah.
Call yourself Marvel fans.
Well,
Think that's all we have for
we got some,
Loki.
yeah, we got hot takes going.
I don't have any written down for you. Did you have hot takes? Did you say any hot?
I don't have any hot takes. Well, I had one that, remember where I said the Loki variant might be the female version
Oh, you
of
did say that.
Loki, right?
Yeah.
Because Loki's gender fluid,
Yeah.
right? And that was it. In terms of hot takes, I'm kind of being a little conservative for now. You know, WandaVision kind of, you know.
Not me. Hey, I was wrong so many times. I'm like, screw conservative. I'm just gonna get it out
Yeah,
there and
just let it rip. Let it rip.
I've got four and one for Loki, Thor, Love and Thunder.
And then another one I had, I just remember, I was thinking, like, I had another, remember when I said that, okay, the Loki variant. Remember in Endgame, not in Endgame, Infinity War, where there was a big deal about did Thanos really kill
Oh
Loki
yeah, you
or did
did
he
say that.
escape, right? The other hot take I had was that Loki that escaped in Infinity War is the variant that's messing up the timeline here.
Yes.
So,
So I have is Loki variant survived from Thanos in Infinity War. Okay, I have a couple written down for you.
here we go.
All right. Well, next Wednesday, episode 2 will drop and
Should
we will
be
be going
doozies.
crazy. Because as far as we'd seen, the critics who have been reviewing this have seen the first two episodes and they said both were fantastic. So I expect nothing less.
So we'll be patiently, well, impatiently waiting.
Yeah. Time moves a lot slower over here now. That's good. Ba-bomb. All right. Well, that's all we have for the Marvel Loki series. Stay tuned for next week when we drop the next episode, which will be, in this case, probably episode 21, because episode 20 will be about Bad Batch and Star
Boom.
Wars. There it is. Haha. All right, everybody. Well, for Hot Take Ryan. Hot take. Oh God, what did I just do?
I
I got your
mean, you
name
know,
wrong. You
I
are
ended with a
hot
couple
takes.
hot takes there, so I
Hey.
mean, like, you know,
I just botched my closing line.
You just, I could be taking over the moniker. Here you go.
You really could.
Watch it. Watch it. We're the god of mischief, right? Loki.
Yeah.
So watch this. Here we go to end the show. For Hot Take Jake, this is Hawkeye Rye. And as always, hold on to your butts.
Boom.